This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Work-related fatalities were up in Colorado last year. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on newly released government numbers.
96 people died in work-related incidents in the state in 2021, up from 78 the previous year. Transportation incidents were the leading cause of fatalities, followed by violent encounters with other people and animals. People also died from exposure to harmful substances and environments, and falling objects, slips, and trips. Men accounted for the vast majority of deaths. Still, 15 women were killed in job-related incidents last year, more than double the previous year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The State Health Department and the Colorado School of Public Health will work together to try to prevent gun violence. CPR's John Daly.
They'll create and maintain a resource bank of regularly updated and accurate information and data regarding gun violence in Colorado. A website will serve as a gun violence prevention hub, responsive to community needs and usable by diverse audiences. It'll contain research and statistical information, including an interactive dashboard with data related to firearm injury and death in the state. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
People applying for food assistance in Mesa County have seen delays in getting their benefits approved. The county's Susan Skyberg says the backlog is a few months long.
We all have had issues hiring. We have COVID, RSV, and the flu that's continuing to impact our workforce. So it's just been tough to hire and get people in the door to actually, you know, fill our vacancies.
For now, Mesa County says it's working with food banks to help people get what they need. The first University of Colorado athlete to compete in the Olympics has died. Dave Bolin ran track in the 1948 games in London. He just missed a medal, but later had a diplomatic career. Bolin was U.S. ambassador to East Germany, the first black ambassador to serve behind the Iron Curtain. Dave Bolin died just shy of his 99th birthday. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range today. Grand Junction has rain this afternoon, and there's mountain snow on the way. This is CPR News.